USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes an $8.3 billion emergency funding bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak, as deaths in the United States have reached double digits and more than 160 people have tested positive across more than a dozen states. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk, who's expected to sign it quickly. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is slamming Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's comments made regarding the Supreme Court.
We are so much better than that. I don't care if it was a Republican or Democrat doing it. It is unacceptable, and it is a new low. It's inappropriate. It goes beyond just an apology.
Schumer said at a political rally that Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have released a whirlwind and will pay a price. The New York Democrat is accusing Republicans of mischaracterizing his comments. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.